pre-recorded onto a tape deck, then uploaded via LimeWire. It's the Joe and Adam Podmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near.
It is the most wonderful time of the year, Merry Podmas!
Merry Podmas!
Ho, ho, ho!
Can I just say...
Wow, that was incredible.
Thank you. Right off the top, you will have appreciated the burp. I love the backing of this.
Yeah.
You will have appreciated the burp in the intro. Spencer was looking through the files for the iconic burp.
Took me all day.
From about 7 or 8 episodes back. Well done.
Thank you.
Now, should we do this at the top? It is, of course, Podmas, which means it's the last show of the year.
Yes.
But it's also...
something else.
The last show ever.
Hang on. Whoops, no, wrong one.
Damn it. Of course.
Here it is.
We started this project, the Joe and Adam podcast, for fun.
Straight into it.
Oh. I'm watching an action trailer.
But it quickly turned into some inspiration for Joe to turn it into a career. Since the earliest of pods, Joe has wanted to make a move into the audio medium that is radio.
Radio.
Now, after 4 years and 5 seasons, Joe has an announcement to make.
What's the announcement, Joe?
I'm in radio.
Yes! Where are you going? What are you doing?
And, well, judging by the music, I'm going to be on Jurassic Park FM. For a one-day time slot till things gets overrun.
Of course.
No, it is the last pod because...
The
last ever pod, because I and Ames, who is here with us, we should mention.
Oh, yes.
Ames has a mic.
Welcomed you at the top, actually.
Yes, say hello. Something. Hello.
Ames and I are moving to Bundy.
Whoa.
Or as one of Amy's parents' friends thought it was called, Bindi. if you don't know it, it's not Bindi. That's Steve Irwin's daughter. It's Bundy, short for Bundaberg.
Bundaberg.
Known for the rum, the ginger beer, and the Great Barrier Reef.
Incredible.
And the people, I guess. And, yeah, I will be doing the Brekkie Show up there, which is why, unfortunately, the pod is coming to an end.
So, does that mean it's the end of an era?
You could say it's the end of an era.
I mean, it's the end of an era. I know.
Yeah. Going to be a running gag or pod?
That will be a running gag.
No, that's incredible.
It's it's an exciting time, which a sad time for the pod, obviously.
Yep.
But it means we're just going to be committed to just sending it off with a bang.
Yeah.
So
we're going for the longest pod ever.
Yeah. We've done a couple of 10-minuters in the past, sure. But we are going to be doing a big one tonight. That sounded like I was doing a dump or something. We're doing a big one tonight.
Yeah.
Exciting time. So this is it, if you're listening. We didn't even really preempt it. Like, we didn't tell people to get ready for the last one. You'll be listening to it now going, this is it.
Although the previous pod, you did mention something about it.
That's true, actually.
But you weren't sure.
Yeah,
you weren't
sure. A little bit of a teaser, as we call in the radio game. I don't really know if they call it that. But, we did allude to it. That's true. Mm. And this is the announcement. So,
I loved being your reference. Thank you for... felt very honoured.
You were the reference for, I think, maybe the job, but the house, definitely.
The house, they sent me one, and then I was like, is this right? And you're like, oh, no, we're not going for that one, don't worry about it.
Yeah. And you filled out half a form of the other one, and then it they closed it down and it was,
Oh, glowing reference too.
yeah.
Glowing reference.
I was hoping I'd be able to read it, but then, of course, why would you be able to read your reference?
Yeah.
I mean, like, because if it's not glowing. So, yeah, this is it. So,
I mean, it's the end of an era. I know.
There it is.
Yeah. So, really, I mean, the wheels are off. There are no rules, really, for this one, are there?
And you know what? We rarely drink on this pod.
Yeah, we're drinking.
But tonight we are.
In fact, I think we maybe tried a fruit tangle once for fun, but beyond that, we have not had a beer on this pod.
No.
And
I've got four of them.
And we'll be on the beers tonight.
Plus beers.
So, I was going to say stick around, but, I mean...
Well, please
they
do.
Will.
There is a lot coming up.
There is a lot.
Yeah.
Do we dare say, or people will be unsure if certain promises that we've made will be getting fulfilled tonight. And I will say...
That's why you need to stick around.
That's why you need to stick around. Maybe not for all of the promises, but certainly for some.
Stick around. And we are talking about Christmas, because it's Podmas too, so we can't not ignore
Podmas.
That.
Oh, yeah. The Podmas festivities do not... pause because there's exciting news.
A lot to discuss.
There'll be a very heavy Christmas theme.
As Christmas usually is.
Christmas very often heavy. Has a very heavy Christmas theme. I don't like very that whenever heavy. Ames speaks, she's funnier than both of us. People are listening going, maybe she should have a podcast.
Just wait.
The Adam and Amy podcast will kick off shortly after this one closes.
She's your replacement.
Yeah, stick around for more Amy and Adam. Segment break. Adam, I just wanted to start off with a little bit of, not audience participation, but participation for Ames, because she has a mic.
She does have a mic.
There is a thing that I do often on date night. That's a bad setup, isn't it? There's a thing that I do on a date night. We often will get some snacks in. One of those snacks is here tonight. What do I want to...
Even I don't know where this is going. Say,
one of those snacks is here tonight, and you looked at me like I'm the snack.
Yes.
A taste of the treat is here tonight.
We are cannibals.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to think what they're called. I'm playing for time. The lollies. What are they called?
Sour babies.
Sour babies, so people can picture them. Sour lollies.
They're not real babies.
No, they're not real babies. Watermelon flavour.
Yep.
Now, delicious.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
So good.
Couple of things that one confuses, one annoys Amy about them. The thing that confuses her is that my mouth salivates when you just say those sour lollies. Like my mouth starts getting ready. The second thing, I just thought it'd be nice for the medium of audio to hear, is that often I will get a handful and I can't help how much I salivate when I eat them.
It's debatable.
It's a bit like...
What is
He's
this?
He's claiming that he can't control it.
What segment is this?
It's a bit of ASMR for all those fans out there.
Tonight on Joe Eats Sour Babies.
Woo! The content nobody asked for.
What?
This is not the segment. I was just wanting to eat the
lollies.
This is
by far the worst content you've ever given us.
Wow.
What a way to finish.
Good way to start.
That's it, everybody. Good night.
This is what I have to put up with every day.
Wowee.
Joking.
Wowee.
Oh, man.
That was quality content.
How's this for ASMR?
He just needs to close his mouth when he eats. That's
crisp.
That was crisp. I apologise, but it was nice on the last pod to get the co-host to say, that's the worst bit of material you've ever brought to the pod.
Which is a compliment, in a way.
Yeah, what a way to finish. Apologies if you had to turn the volume down on your iPod shuffle. The thing I really want to talk about that I need Ames here for, you're welcome for that sound effect, by the way.
Thank you.
Was there's a story I've been saving for Podmas, Adam.
Yes.
And I've really been saving for a time where Ames is on set, because it's one of those stories where it's very hard to sort of get it across unless you were also there and you can help convey it, right?
Right.
So this is, I guess we refer to it as the snow story. Now, you'll go one of two ways when you hear this. You'll either laugh or you'll just be like concerned for our welfare. It's one of those stories where you're like, oh God, are you okay? You know?
You don't have much luck with snow. I think last time you told us the snow story, you were waiting in line for like an hour to get tickets.
Yeah.
And then the chick told you to get the skis, you have to go into the other line, and that was even longer.
Yeah, that is true. And the other time I went before that, I realised I hated skiing. So I spent the whole day walking around the village trying to find Hamish and Andy because they were rumoured to be up there. That's all I did.
Oh, dear.
Paid like $1,000 to do that for
Hamish
a weekend.
Hamish and Andy watch.
Yeah. So you're right. I don't do well in the snow as an environment, which is why we're going to Bundy. It's the opposite of that environment.
That's fair.
The background story that he would need to know is that our favourite movies are The Lord of the Rings, right?
Yes.
And this is a story from the New Zealand trip that we did a couple of months ago. Now, obviously, for people who know The Lord of the Rings, it was filmed in New Zealand. So there are a lot of locations throughout New Zealand where they go, this is where they filmed, you know, such and such scene, you know, scene where they hooked up or whatever, you know. A lot of... Some are amazing, right? Like, I would say, what, 80%, 90%? Like, the majority are amazing. I don't want to turn people off New Zealand.
Oh, for sure.
But some of them you sort of pull up and it's a bit like, you know, you're sort of looking at a bus stop and they're like,
it's barely recognizable. They're like, no.
They're like, when there was a whole set here, though, it looked really good. You're like, yeah, well, great. There isn't anymore. So anyway, one of the ones was this place that was, like, built on a clifftop. Like, they built a whole, like, city sort of town on a clifftop. For the movie, like a clifftop mountain,
like Edoras for those
for the nerds listening, Edoras
listening, but yeah, yeah like yes. Sort of
Adam won't know, but yeah,
I'm
but
all over
mountain
it.
Range yep. Sort of sitch,
yeah,
yeah,
it's quite isolated,
yeah, very, very isolated.
And if you were a Lord of the Rings fan, you would be very excited. Just it's like if I said to you for Home Alone 2 being your favorite Christmas movie, sure. If I said to you, you're going to go to the hotel.
Oh, okay.
You
yeah,
know,
okay.
You know,
yeah.
It's that sort of...
On par.
It's on par, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're very excited. Now, we know it's a little bit out of the way, but we've got a car. We've got a hire car, so we're fine. Now, I'm trying to piece together the timeline of when things went bad.
Yes.
Started off the day well,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, we left Christchurch early, knowing we had a big journey ahead of us to get to this location on the way to our next... Airbnb or whatever.
That's right. And as we're driving, we're like, oh my God, we get to see snow for the first time. Like there's snow. And then we're like, wow. A fair bit of snow actually. Like this is awesome. Because you feel like you're sort of like that kid in the Lion, the Witch in the Wardrobe where he sees the snow. Like you're in that sort of like winter wonderland mindset with the snow.
Yeah, nice Christmas reference. Mm.
Thank you. Yeah. And then, and even the Lion, the Witch in the Wardrobe has Santa in it. So two hell of a reference.
Christmas movie?
Well, not a Christmas movie, but Santa makes an appearance, you know? So, you know, I think it's fine.
Still wins Best Supporting Actor, I suppose. Anyway, that's relevant. Continue, please.
Anyway, we continue driving. Snow's getting thicker. We're in a, no disrespect to the car, Toyota Corolla?
Yeah.
Yeah, classic.
A recent one.
A recent one.
But nevertheless, very, very small.
Let me just say, wonderful car, but not designed for snow travel.
Obviously.
You want to go four-wheel driving in a Corolla.
If you don't know the car, picture just a little hatchback sort of car. Yeah. Hatchback? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, it's not relevant. I've now become those grandparents going, was it Tuesday or Wednesday? And you go, just tell me the story. It's not going to matter.
But yeah, so I think what happened was we went through like a town. It was like, that was still at the cute stage where we're like, oh, like, you know, snow's, you know, forming on these letterboxes and like the roofs.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is so picturesque. We've never seen snow at this level.
Yeah.
You get through that town and then you're on like a road, you're surrounded by fields just white and you're like, oh, this is still really cool. And then the snow gets thicker and you go through one last like little, tiny little town. Like there's like two houses opposite each other.
Yeah. Last little outpost.
And then you go beyond that and that's when it started sinking in that, oh,
yeah.
Should
we not die today? So like all of a sudden you've gone from driving along wonderful like snow-covered houses to, as Aim said, last town. Then all of a sudden you're like, oh, we're in the middle of a national park and we're on a one-way road. Like it just all that. We've still got the GPS up. Like it's telling us we're going the right way. But then it's also now it's becoming thicker and thicker. So you're driving along the road, right? And so there are the tire tracks of the car that's gone before you.
Yep.
And if you go outside those tire tracks, it's just snow.
Yep.
Like you can't really deviate from those tracks. And I think we were in front of a Land Rover, couldn't really see any other cars. So we're like not really panicking. Then we realize we're struggling here. So we pulled over.
We pulled over just as a moment of like, should we turn back now? And the car went past us and was like plowing the snow for us. And for some reason we then went, oh no, we should be fine.
We'll be fine.
We'll just follow these guys.
So now we're in the middle of a national park.
I'm not asking for directions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and there's no one. You can't see any buildings. You can't see anyone. There's just us and this Land Rover in the middle
nature.
Of like, yeah, a David Attenborough documentary about Antarctica. And like, and whenever we start going like, all right, maybe we should get out of here. Whenever you would try and turn the car to like do a U-ey, it would just do like it's on roller skate, like ice skates. Like it's just like sliding all over the place. So now we've admitted later to each other, we're both at panic stage, but no one's told the other person that they're panicking.
I genuinely thought Joe was so relaxed and I was like, oh, I was playing off that going,
yeah,
maybe we're fine. Like maybe I'm just being weird.
Yeah. And afterwards I was like, I'll shit myself.
Yeah. Yep.
So the other thing is because we were so excited for Lord of the Rings before we got into the death situation, we had Lord of the Rings music playing. And the scary part of the movie came along. So as we're realizing silently, not telling each other, oh, we are fucked here. As we're realizing that, the music's going, dun, 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 dun. Like, you know, I know that's Star Wars, but you get the point.
Like, yeah, yeah. I think that was literally like just after we tried to turn around and failed.
Yeah.
And we're both realizing, oh, crap.
Yeah.
And then that music came on and it was a real like,
yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. So like you're at that silent panic stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we come across what can only be described as a roller coaster of a hill. Like it's just a straight down sort of hill, still the road. And there's a Land Rover sort of car in front of us that has just pulled over in the middle of the road. And they are going to go snowboarding because they're just like cross country sort of. So like they don't care. And they're in like this Jeep. So they're fine.
Did they have skivvies on?
I feel like they were skivvy people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we pull up behind them at the top of the hill because they're halfway down the hill, right? And I get out. And you know when, like, you know you're trying to sound calm, but what's coming out is just...
Yeah.
The guy's like, you all right, mate? And I was like, yeah, no, we'd just like to get back to civilization, I think. Like, I think we'd just like to get back to some people, you know. And he goes, well, I wouldn't keep going this way because I don't think your car's going to... get back up this hill. He's like, it's too steep a hill for a little car.
Yeah, like if you keep going, it gets steeper.
Yeah.
Do not keep going.
So luckily he'd stopped halfway down the hill. We would have just kept going. Anyway, he literally goes, I think you're going to have to, and you'll know this reference. He's like, I think you're going to have to Austin Powers it.
Yep.
Now, for people listening, when he gets his little, like, is it like a crane?
Little car
thingo? Thing.
Yeah.
Stuck, like wedged between in a corridor, and he's got to do like a 50-point turn. So we've got to try and do that. Ames tries to do that and immediately the car is like not
happening.
Not playing ball. So then we're now reversing back
backwards.
Like kilometers just in reverse. The music has now been paused. No one is talking in the car. We're just in survival mode. And then Ames just decides to like gun it, like, and just decide to try and like do a U-ey.
Use my momentum to like get through the
just
snow.
Smart, yeah.
And pulled off, like it worked. And so now we're fine. And like I've never been more fucking relieved in my life.
Joe literally applauded.
Yeah, I clapped. I start clapping.
Well, I'm glad you're still alive.
Yeah,
we are very happy about that.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, the phone signal's gone.
Oh, right, yep.
So you're not even not going, oh, I'm going to get out of here. You're like, I think I'm just going to die in this car. They're going to find our skeletons. Like, as far as the guys, the snowboarders know, we probably died because they would have come back and we're gone. They're like, nah, those guys didn't make it. So,
yep. Just getting word that the producers of I Shouldn't Be Alive wanted to talk to you.
Yep. Well, we're happy to have a chat, aren't we? I've never enjoyed like a beer and like a Palmer more in my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
Get me to a pub or like a Macca's or just something as a reward. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you laughed at it because when we told like our parents, they're like, oh my God. Like, terrified. Anyway.
Glad to see you're alive.
Yeah, we're alive.
So thanks, mate. Yeah.
Hello, my name is Beryl, and I listen to Joe and Adam on a Thursday because they're just funny.
Guys, and really by guys, I mean people listening who had hopes for what this pod might be. There are some promises that have been made that are going to be fulfilled tonight, and that's exciting.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But there's one in particular that cannot happen. And Ames, I might even use you to just back me up here.
Mm-hmm.
Joba.
So
I saw the finger on straight the button. On and I was like, I know he's ready.
Straight on it.
Now, for people, I can't imagine who's coming to the pod and starting at the last episode, although I have done that with podcasts myself as a listener. So maybe someone is listening at this point. Joba, if you're not aware, was an idea we had. We were just talking off air. We think potentially 3 years ago.
Two to three years.
Ames and I were in our previous house to this one, so I think it probably was. It was a wonderful idea, which was, how do I explain it? Sort of, I was going to actually get registered as an Uber driver or a Joba driver. And
Joba.
And
I put a lot of effort into that, and I'm getting my money's worth for it.
It's the last time we ever get to use it, so just fire it off as any time I say Joba.
Joba. There it is.
Do you want to say it? Enjoy it. Say.
What? Say what? Joba.
Joba.
There you go.
It's fun, isn't it? The idea was, I don't know who came up with the idea actually, whether it was you or I, but it was, the idea was you, so I was going to register as an Uber driver.
Yep.
And now, were you going to try and get me as, that's right, yeah, you were trying to get me as your Uber driver.
I was going to be a customer.
Yeah, yep. And you had three attempts. You're going to get three trips.
Yep.
And you had to get me to be your Uber driver.
Yep.
And then I guess it would just be funny to have me driving randoms around in the meantime.
Yep.
Now, here's the thing.
Would have made a great pre-recorded package.
And dare I say it, a video to YouTube.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about that. You have to actually go out and become an Uber driver for real.
Do it.
You have to register your car. We're saying one of our mates started the process because he's like, I knew you were never going to do it. Mm. But
I've done my half. I'm a customer.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I've become a customer.
I've got my license, so I've started
just
the process.
Halfway there. Yeah.
Ames, you can attest to the fact that the last month of our lives has been too busy for me to sit down and register as an Uber driver.
That is correct. Yep.
The facial expression Ames was pulling there was, yeah, but you had 3 years before that. Correct? Yeah.
Yeah, the last month, sure.
Yeah. No, but what a lot of people don't realise is that Adam and I actually did get around to doing it. And it's just a really quick pre-recorded package. It's not that exciting of a package because we actually got it in one go.
Yeah.
So that's why we're like, do we even really use it? So,
yeah, that's right.
You know, actually, no, I think it was two goes. I think there was like a woman for the first one that I got. We've got audio of that. And then I think I got you on the second attempt.
Yeah, and I reckon I had to cancel one of them for some reason too. But anyway, that's I got you.
Okay,
yeah.
So we can play that audio. I don't know if people are really interested in it. But yeah, all right. Well, I mean, we'll play the one of the woman first and then I guess the one where I get you. But it's just not that great. Anyway.
Joba.
All right. I'll just see who my customer is. Oh. A woman named Amy. Okay, I'm just going to her address. So I'm just laughing at a joke. Someone's laughing in the background there as I drive past. Amy, is it?
No. No.
Oh, that's all right. All right, I'll see you later.
Sorry, wrong car.
Oh, that's all right. I'm just doing this
Joba
segment. So anyway, I'll see you from the next one's my mate. All right. See ya. All right. Oh, I've got someone here. Hasn't listed the name. I wonder if it could be Adam. I'll just turn around the corner now.
Oh, is this Joe? Hope it's Joe.
I hope it's Adam. All right, let's see. I wonder if Adam's going to be my next Joba.
Joba.
Oh, Adam, it's you.
Oh, no!
Yes. Yes, woo! We did it. Woo! We fulfilled the Joba promise. We actually did it. Adam, I can't believe we said we're going to do it and we did it.
What a journey.
Oh, wow.
Nice like, car, mate.
Thanks, mate. Oh, come here. Where do you want to go?
Take me to the pub, please.
I don't know how to get there.
Well, it should be on your app thingo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I found it now. Oh, thank God we finally got around to doing it.
This is incredible.
All right. Good to see you, mate. Enjoy the pub.
Thanks, mate.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was...
Adam keeps coming back to the cards.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was...
Jobber.
Yep.
So, Joe, you must be happy with how the show's going so far. How do you feel? Yeah, full credit to the boys. Obviously, it's been an intense sort of first half. We're just trying to, you know, keep up with that intensity that the show's bringing. Obviously, Adam's really good around those quick stories about the one he had in the supermarket. And so we're just trying to sort of support him in that and just try and work on our efficiency in terms of just keeping the time limit down. Okay, Joe, well, enjoy the rest of the show.
Thanks. Cheers. Bye.
Time for some Christmas chat.
Some Podmas festivities.
Here's the sitch. Here's the down low.
Sure.
I have confirmed.
Oh, yeah.
The Santa Claus movies
and
the Home Alone movies are in the same universe.
Please go on.
So.
I mean, make yourself a cup of tea.
Yep. I was actually watching the Santa Claus 1 the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Ripper movie.
Absolute ripper, 1994.
Yep.
Second best Christmas movie of all time, surpassed only by the second one.
Home Alone 2? Lost in New York is the greatest here Christmas movie of
it's
all time.
It's the last time anyone has to hear that debate, though, so that's sort of nice.
Die Hard's number one.
We don't even have time for that.
Get out.
It's a good movie, but jeez.
Anyway.
Sorry about that.
It's too easy.
I was sitting there the other night, and I was like, so the Santa Claus is, Scott Calvin lives in Chicago.
Yes.
I'm like, hang on a sec.
Yeah.
Scott Calvin lives in Chicago.
I didn't realise that.
The McAllisters live in Chicago.
Hang on.
Surely, like, they've got to be living in the same universe.
I mean, to pick Chicago, if he'd said New York right now, I'd be less impressed because that's a pretty obvious choice. But Chicago.
So I did some digging.
Oh, yeah. What'd you find in the garden?
On the old IMDb. What you find in the
I'll
garden?
Just come with the metaphor.
Yeah. This is on IMDb under the Santa Claus movie.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
In the scene where they're looking for Scott Calvin after he, well, he doesn't kidnap Charlie, but like Charlie goes with him to the North Pole and that sort of stuff, and then sparks a big chase.
The face Amy's pulling is forgetting the movie. Charlie's his son, so you know it's a custody battle. Yeah.
Every Christmas movie, the kid's named Charlie too.
Yeah, that's another great observation.
So the cops are doing the, like the big briefing. They're like, here's what Scott Calvin looks like.
He thinks he's Santa Claus. Yeah.
And there is like a chalkboard and they've got like a map of the suburb.
Don't tell me.
Or the local streets. Now, this is what it says on IMDb.
Okay.
The police use a chalkboard to draw a layout of the neighborhood to capture Scott. There's a note on it about the neighbors being in Florida. A nod to Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, 1992.
No.
The McAllister family lived in Chicago and went to Florida for the Christmas vacation. That is correct, right? They did.
That's too specific.
So I had to go have a look.
Yeah.
Do some more investigation, do some digging. And I can confirm.
Wow.
They note on that chalkboard in the Santa Claus, the McAllisters are in Florida.
Now,
hence, therefore, whence the Santa Clauses and the Home Alones are in the same city.
So really, after all this
time, they exist at the same time.
We've been having a debate over which movie is the best Christmas movie. It's the same.
It's Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
It's Santa Claus 2, but it's like it involves Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. Amy, as a non-Christmas person, doing anything for you?
No, I'm really sorry.
Okay.
But
thanks for that, Amy. Back to you, Adam.
You'd make a great journalist, though, Adam.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I've been considering it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do a podcast on it.
Yeah. Like a
follow up to this one.
Deep dive, true crime investigation sort of thing.
Yeah.
Obviously.
It's got to be true.
Amy, like, just go to Lou or whatever. But, like, that blows my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, there will be at least one person listening right now who goes, that's impressive.
Yep.
You reckon?
There'll be one.
So
it's me.
I mean, it must have been a busy night for the cops then.
Very busy night for the cops.
If they're looking for Scott Calvin and the Wet Bandits, there's going to be no one else doing traffic or anything. It's just going to be all flat out.
Hang on. Isn't the Christmas Chronicles set in Chicago and don't they end up in the prison?
Really?
The cops are flat out on Christmas Eve.
pump that funding up in Chicago.
They send Santa to prison. He does a rock concert in the cell. I mean, the Chicago police are run off their feet. It won't be Chicago now that I've said that, but I think it is.
This has blown the whole thing even further.
Yeah. That's... I mean, I'm honestly speechless.
I mean, there's a lot of snow in Illinois, so that makes sense that they put it in. Like,
well,
Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of snow in America, yeah. But yeah.
But what are the odds of Scott Calvin,
the
McAllisters, and the people in the other movie live in the same city?
It's incredible.
Two of them in the same neighborhood.
What are the chances? It didn't say it was the same writer, did it? No, I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. Wow.
But still.
It's incredible. Chicago's where it's at.
I wonder if they've met. Mm. Anyway, that's for another day.
That's for another podcast.
And that concludes Adam Blows Open Movie Theories.
You're listening to 774 AM Radio.
We speak very softly into the mic.
G'day, boys. This is Mickey B of Mickey's Landfill and Soil, and you're listening to Joe and Adam. I'll catch you ladies down at the pub, eh?
Guys, on the topic of Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
It is the Podmas after all.
It is the Podmas.
The final Podmas.
Fruit tangles, I'm feeling fine.
Final Podmas, and it is also the end of an era for us. It's our last show.
I mean, it's the end of an era. I know.
Jeez, it makes them seem high-pitched, doesn't it?
It's a bit of a run-up to when they actually start speaking when I turn that. Grab on, but anyway.
Yeah, you got to sort of fill that gap. Yeah.
One thing I wanted to talk about, I know we talk about Christmas movies a lot.
Mm, we love it.
The other thing we haven't really spoken about is Christmas movie soundtracks and scores.
Interesting. Mm.
What's your take on the best Christmas movie soundtrack?
See, this one will interest you, honey. This one will interest you as a topic.
I do love a soundtrack. Yeah.
The best soundtrack... You would have to say, I mean, to be fair to my favourite movie, I can't picture the Santa Claus soundtrack. Although the opening scene of the Santa Claus 2 where they're singing along to that song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a classic. Yeah. But, I mean, your guys might be up there. Home Alone's up there. Da, na, na, na,
thanks, Joe.
Na, 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 na.
Thanks for playing him off.
Yeah, you done your speech. Get out. Well, this is something from Home Alone. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go to the Home Alones.
Yeah.
Saying that.
Slow start.
I think the Grinch has a good soundtrack.
You're a mean one.
Yes.
Mr. Grinch.
Not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually. I mean,
Jim Carrey sort of makes it, doesn't he?
Although this one's not bad. I don't mind the Polar Express either.
Ooh.
As a Christmas movie, and I rate the soundtrack.
I assume you're playing Believe right now?
No.
Interesting choice.
But Believe is coming up.
Amy, not approved. Cannot believe the nerds that we are.
This song slaps at the start.
Slaps.
So I don't know if you can tell, it's set on a train.
The train is slapping.
Oh, yeah. We're all nodding our heads, but you can't tell.
I actually reckon this is...
Yeehaw.
Christmas Eve movie. I reckon it's overtaken the Santa Claus Christmas Eve movie.
Yeah, it's a Christmas Eve movie. All
aboard. Hanksy.
Thanks, yeah.
Thanks.
Tickets, please.
You just know that Adam sits here by himself singing along to it.
And ba 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 ba. Joe, you don't have
you
to.
You can run for free!
I know this bit.
You bet!
You bet!
Yeah.
Oh,
that is a good one, actually.
That's a good cleaning song.
We're all
when you're like doing the vacuuming and stuff.
Oh,
no, I'm just. He knows that I'm too lazy.
Just
no, I
the
do
point.
Cleaning. Before you get the emails, I do half the work. I get half the booty. That's off Shrek.
When did you last touch the vacuum cleaner? Just out of interest.
No more fruit tangles for Joey.
Oh, this is a...
This is Believe.
Children sleeping.
Bit off there, gropes.
Yeah.
All right, let me try again.
Is this Paula?
Yeah.
It's Josh Groban, I think.
Dreams I actually reckon... Jeez, I'm changing my mind a lot. But this is probably the...
Like bells.
It's probably the best Christmas movie song out of all of them.
Yes.
Home Alone soundtracks in general.
And is, can I borrow that? Will that play?
Oh, 100%.
Let me play what everyone's forgotten is the greatest Christmas movie. Sorry, Amy, proceed.
I was going to say, score and soundtrack are different, obviously, yeah. And they both play different parts. Yeah. So, yeah, agree.
Probably score for Home Alone.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what's the difference?
Soundtrack for the Polar.
So,
yeah, thanks for mocking me for trying to learn something. What's the difference? There'll be people listening who don't know the difference between a score and a soundtrack.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
You're about to learn something.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, I mean, score is sort of like the background.
You're your orchestra.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Stuff. And the soundtrack is like actual songs like this.
It's gross. Yeah.
Well, can I play you?
Yes.
What is neither a score nor a soundtrack,
here we go,
but is the greatest Christmas song of all time?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
We'd all forgotten it.
Ho, ho, ho.
Go, Santa, go.
Bow, bow, bow.
You've got such a long way to go. Go,
how's it
Santa,
going?
Go.
Yeah,
go, go,
I'm up, now I'm across.
Go,
yeah, we got it.
Go,
not great for the medium of audio, but we got it.
Go, go. And away you go. Go, Santa,
so
go. Go, go, go.
Wow.
Go, Santa, go.
Is that, oh, yeah, yeah, right, that's a fair call.
Wouldn't it be played off, but... Yeah, look, great discussion point. Thanks for bringing it to the table.
Thank you.
Listen to Joe and Adam, you must. For if you do not, the way to the dark side, that is.
Adam, this is always like the last time we're saying that now. It's crazy. There is a segment I'm glad I remembered to do, which is one of my sister's friends listens to the pod.
Mm-hmm.
Not as a joke. I think she... do you know what I mean? Because that's always your first thought, is like, is she doing this ironically? But I think she does actually listen to the pod.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. And she updated her review on the pod, which we hadn't thought about the reviews for a long time. And so I promised her that I would read her review out on the pod for your benefit. But
sure.
I was like, we might as well read some of the other ones while we're here and then get to hers at the end.
Yep.
So, me, if you're listening, stay tuned. Not that you would listen to your name and then tune out halfway. All right, what do we got here? We've got, I mean, some of the names are just great of people who've left reviews. We've got Bald Beagle was one person who left a review. Musky Doodles. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Ron Collins 1234.
Yeah.
G'day, Ron.
Now, can we talk about Ron Collins 1234?
I don't know. Can we?
Or is that... Are you Ron Collins 1234 or are you Adam Spen 1993?
No, that's me. Because remember a couple of years ago I stitched up?
Yeah, that's right. So you're not, yeah, okay. So, because no. I knew you had a fake name, I didn't know which one it was. Right, so you are Adam Spen 1993 and the title is What a Waste of Time, 1 star. This podcast is terrible. There is absolutely no facts or education from John and Aaron. Do these guys even know what they're doing? Absolutely badass. Don't listen. That's Adam. And for years, I thought it was someone else.
No, so at the time, I had a different username on there.
Yeah.
And Medzi, who is has been a regular, very regular guest on the pod.
Stories with Craig, a segment created for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Come up with the idea that we just stitch Joe up and write a review.
Medzi's not Musky Doodles, is he?
No.
Okay, sure.
No, he's not Musky Doodles.
Yeah, gotcha. But yeah, that was you guys basically.
Yep.
Adam Spen 1993.
Correct.
Yeah, gotcha. Some reviews I will admit from when I was teaching are clearly students, like the one titled Quality. Top notch humor and content from the boys. Need more of this when you sub in. Thanks, Joey. Brackets, Mr. Baxter. Oh, yeah. Adam's good too.
You got Joey'd.
Yeah, no apostrophe there for Adam's mates. I didn't teach you that well, clearly. Waiting for some Pat's Facebook page to boost a congrats to the old collegians. That's when you know you've made the big time. That's our old school. Yeah, unfortunately, as we always say, yeah, I don't think we're going to show up in there anytime soon. Craig from Australia, is that Craig?
That's Mezzi, yep. A veritable barrage of banter is what he's titled
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Banter of the highest order and quality. Always funny. Sometimes descends into a dumpster fire, but never boring. Warning, those allergic to banter or banter-related substances, byproducts, or derivatives should have their medication with them while listening to the boys.
Oh, that's nice from Craig. And, I mean, to close off, this is, I assume, my sister's friend, although the name is Lowell Doodle Devil's Awesome. So, I mean, who's to say?
I mean, you know, whatever you like, whatever. That's fine.
incredible but heartbreaking too, dot, dot, dot. So I assume that went on, but I can't hear it. See it. Or even hear it.
Been drinking long?
Yeah. Just the one fruit tangle for me. 5 stars. Hilarious podcast, great to listen to, especially when travelling in a suite. Would highly recommend to everyone, particularly people in Sydney. Now, I think when she wrote this, she was in a suite in Sydney, hence that reference.
I right. assume it's like suite as in like bathroom suite.
Oh, sorry,
and not
yes.
like a lolly suite.
No, I assume with context you worked that out, but yes, S-U-I-T-E. Yep.
Hey, look, it's not obvious to everyone.
If you needed the walkthrough.
Thanks.
Shout out to Bear for the recommendation. That is my sister. Absolutely heartbroken to hear that my favourite podcast ever is ending, and she's done the crying emojis. So not the laughing crying, the actual sad crying.
And for those of you out there, Bear is Joe's sister's name and not an actual bear. So
yeah, I did think that's a nickname.
Your sister's name is Bear.
Yeah.
Like her name is Bear. She was born Bear.
Yeah, no, I realised that when I said it. Her nickname is Bear.
Right.
It's a very creative name of her name is Claire, so she gets called Claire Bear. Yeah.
Oh.
All the best for your new life in Queensland. Thanks, mate. Can't wait to start my mornings with your voice in my car on the radio, though. Hope you like banter that is very specifically written for Bundaberg, because that's mainly what we'll be giving you.
It's all about.
So that is, it's very sweet. We've averaged a 4.7 out of 5, which is well above what we deserve.
Gee, that's good.
Brought down by my review.
Yeah, well.
Did you actually give yourself one star?
I started.
Actually, you're right. There's 13 ratings and they're all up there.
You were so confused when I did it. You're like, who is this guy? And I'm like, oh, I don't know.
That's amazing. I can say we average a 4.7 because we know that everyone who's left a review who wasn't abusive, the only abusive person was Spence, and everyone else is usually a student or Craig. So, you know.
And I reckon Ron Collins, the guy, I reckon that's another bloke named Adam that we know.
Yeah, I think
could
that
be.
Is a friend.
Friend.
Ron Collins, 1234. Absolute ripper. One of my favourite podcasts going around. Hilarious. Unscripted. Emphasis on unscripted. He's written.
Ooh.
Comedy and banter that rivals some of the best in the platform. So that's sweet.
Oh.
I started reading that not knowing it was actually nice. I thought it was going to be abusive, so I wasn't just trying to toot our own horn. Let's go back to this podcast is terrible. There is absolutely no facts or education from John and Aaron. Do these guys even know what they're doing? Absolutely badass. Don't listen. And that sums it up. But thank you very much for your reviews. And
keep them coming, because hopefully this pod will stay up for a while.
Oh, it'll stay up. Don't worry about that. So you can keep looping it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Segment break. It's been a good few years of the pod, Joe.
Four?
Yeah.
2018 we started, I think.
4 and 5 seasons or something. So I must add a half. Anyway.
Mm.
I thought I'd just do a bit of a reflection. I had quite a few of these in the bank.
Yes.
But due to technical issues, I'm left with one.
Sure. But a good one.
A good one.
Great.
We've recorded a few songs over our podcast journey, with the central theme being our own relationships.
The cheese to his Mac, the lover of his farts. This is the bridge.
My God. You did all this.
Bridge.
Yeah, took me about 2 seconds.
If I was a woman, I would go out with him. But I'm not. So, he's Eve, with a Diane to his Jack, the cheese to his Mac, the lover of his farts. He's Eve, with a Diane to his Jack, the cheese to his Mac, the lover of his farts. He's
Then I stepped it up a notch and wrote a song to encourage Joe to propose to Amy.
Please,
Ask her to
here we go. Here we
marry
go.
You. Just ask her to marry you. Please get down on one knee with a burger ring and slip it in her hand. She can eat it. She'll say yes to the dress. And you'll be the best boyfriend turned fiancé. Marry you. Just ask her to marry you. You can have three best men, none of them named Ben. Even Bev would love to go. Just please don't fart, cause I don't want that up my nose.
It's a fair call, cause they're bad.
In 50 years, we'll be having beers.
Yeah, that was true.
Looking back on this song.
Oh, God.
Thanks to me, you'll be happy because you got down on one knee. La, 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 hurry up.
Here we go, climax.
Marry Amy.
We lost Joe's great iconic car, the White Magna.
Goodbye, Joe's Magna. Goodbye, Joe's friend. You have been
the one.
We are
that
so
gets
out of
me
Thomas
from Richard. A to B now. As we go, goodbye, my Magna.
Goodbye, Joe's
goodbye,
Magna.
My friend. Goodbye, you have Joe's. Been the car.
Yeah, come on.
Gets me from A to B.
A to B.
Goodbye, Joe's my friend. You have been the car. You have been the car for me.
For him, yeah.
Goodbye, my Magna.
Yeah, let me put your hands up.
Goodbye,
in the air.
Goodbye, my friend.
It's been a car that's taken him from A to B, and he's been driving it for the last
from
7 years.
A to
he puts the seatbelt on, and he turns the engine on. The oil isn't
a
running
B.
at all. Well, what can he do? He just has to push
my
through before
Magna
he gets
a brand
from
new a
car.
To B.
Mic drop.
And we're upset that our mate didn't like Ed Sheeran, so we expressed our sadness with some lyrics.
Rocky, your taste in music sucks.
Yes, it does.
Cause Ed's not in your top. Go away, girl's the best. And Sheeran has a better chest.
Bowflex, when
you give us song requests. We whisper underneath our breath, Paul, shut up. Cause Ed's songs are perfect to us.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
What
Adam?
Have we got?
Go
Nancy
away,
Mulligan.
Girl. Don't forget
Supermarket
the retro ones.
Flowers.
Supermarket Flowers.
The
perfect.
A-Team.
The A-Team.
Everything he's done.
Give me love.
Perfect to us.
Perfect.
So blocky, your taste in music sucks. Cause it's not in your top. Go away, girl's the best. And Sheeran has a better chest.
Oof.
When you give us song requests, we whisper underneath our breath, Paul, shut up. Cause Ed's songs are perfect. We know he's the best.
And
but
your songs, they are shit.
Not the best. Geez, we're good lyricists, aren't we?
My God. I mean, the last two, I'd just forgotten we did them. I mean,
God. All iconic songs.
I mean, you've got to appreciate the poor, cheap keyboard I used in the first one, and you can hear me pressing the keys.
Oh, I remember those days.
Oh, man. And then if you're wondering why Adam's lyrics for his return serve where he's singing about Just Propose, which, by the way, clearly worked. We are engaged now.
It is the only reason he asked.
I'll take that win.
Take it as a win. Mm. But the reason why the lyrics are often so funny, like he randomly starts talking about farts or meat pies, is didn't you choose a song and you rhymed it with the existing lyrics?
I had to try
that.
And keep it in the same rank.
Like, in the same rhyming as like the song that he was parroting.
Yeah.
So that's why he'll see a word ending with like, you know, ot. And he's like, oh, now I've got to think of a word for ot for this song. So, whereas mine was very much a freestyle.
You made that up though. That's pretty
version.
Good.
Knew three chords and they barely came across. But yeah.
Well, congratulations. That song didn't work.
No, yeah. But
mine did.
Keep trying.
I got emotional listening to the Magna song, though.
So did I. I'd forgotten about that.
Old Sally.
And I forgot that we just sang a song about a mate going, your taste in music sucks.
I don't think I've heard that one before.
No. That's bizarre. That was a hell of a wrap up. Yeah. Surprises coming up shortly.
Oh.
Hello, my name is Beryl, and I listen to Joe and Adam on a Thursday because they're just funny.
Joe,
oh yeah,
it is the end of an era, of course.
I mean, it's the end of an era. I know.
And I thought it's again. Mm. I had a package ready. Mm-hmm. Just looking back on all the best of segments and best of things we've done on the pod. I don't have the package anymore.
Editing software was not your friend.
Because Australia Post didn't drop it off. Yep, it got correct. Lost.
Yep. Santa's on his way.
But I thought we'll have a discussion anyway. So
yeah.
I guess my personal favourite is it was 2018 or something. We did the quiz.
Yes.
And we gave Abe's really difficult questions. And all the answers to your questions were pass.
Yep. So I would get asked a question like, what is the name of this feature dividing these two countries, these such and such, what? And I would say pass, as in like a mountain pass. Or when an AFL player
handballs the ball.
Yeah, handballs the ball, it's also known as a what? Pass. Right.
But you'd be going, oh, geez, pass.
God, I don't know what it is. No, I think now, obviously, it was probably the only prank we got away with you on the pod, Ames. I think Ames went first. Maybe.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
I did. Because she gave me some incredibly difficult, like how many kilometres between the Earth and the moon? And I had a stab in the dark, but like you wouldn't take anything but the exact answer.
Yeah, you must have been also thinking, I thought my boyfriend did a comedy podcast and it's just a weird science quiz that I'm doing.
It was hilarious.
Yeah. And then I get on and you're right, every question, the point was to try and not give it away. So I'd be like, oh, God. And to make out that you are going to actually pass. Yeah. So, oh, God, I don't know. Pass. And then Adam will go, correct.
Oh, that was classic. Oh. Already there was a couple of stitch-ups on you, though.
Yeah.
I think one we called you and you were just talking to each other as normal, but I was slowly fading up a Zac Brown band song. I can't remember what it was. But
yeah, so that's the country band that you hate.
Because we were talking about Zac Brown or something and...
Yes.
It might have been chicken fried or toes. Yeah, it could have been toes. Right.
Yeah. You faded that up. Yeah.
Stitched up.
Yeah, we stitched up a couple of times.
Absolute stitch up.
What else have we done? We've done, I mean, what's on the list? We've got Wheel of Impressions was one.
Wheel of Impressions.
I think we only did it once, really, but we did it for like 20 minutes when we did it because it was basically like,
I reckon it was when Pilot Carrots was with us too. Yes. He was the adjudicator / giver outer of names.
Shout out to Pilot Carrots, by the way. Yeah. He's been on the pod many a time.
He has.
Always listens, which we appreciate. Yeah, he was giving out. He'd give us like an impression and then a situation. So it'd be like, you know, Jack Nicholson ordering some takeaway. And then you'd just hear one of us going, pizza. Like it was just horrific.
Lots of impressions, lots of Hughesies.
Yeah, Dave Hughes got a few run-ins.
Lots of Dons.
Will we hear Dave Hughes one last time on the pod?
I don't know, he might do a stand-up set.
Yeah, okay, yeah, maybe he will. Maybe he can introduce the stand-up.
Yeah, maybe he could.
Yeah, maybe he will.
Maybe he could. I don't know, I'll have to give him a ring.
It's not Santa, mate.
Wheel of Impressions was good fun.
Wheel of Impressions was fun. You Have the Floor started off as it was meant to be, just positively.
So many one time or two time segments that we come up with.
Yeah. You Have the Floor we did a few times, but it turned into just griping about something, but it was meant to be positive. It was meant to be like, you know, oh, I'm really getting into fruit tangles. But it just turned into like, oh, people talking on their speakerphones instead of like, you know, that one devolved.
Do you remember the one, and it was only a couple of times, it was mainly me again, if I had it my way or it was something like that. And it'd be just me going, people with trolleys should have indicators on the trolleys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's so true. No, sorry, getting Adam, caught up in
you
the
You might
content.
Remember it, but
Adam
yeah.
has a lot of supermarket
if I
related opinions.
If I ran the joint, that's what
if
it was
I
called.
If I ran the joint, is that's it? Right. Yeah. It was always like about supermarket etiquette. He just had strong opinions about
people
it.
People can get it wrong.
Yeah, well, see, yeah. maybe the Amy and Adam podcast will cover this off in detail because it seems like it's...
It'll just be that.
Yeah.
If you're just going, I hate this. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too. No one's even laughing at the other
this
person.
This is a therapy session.
Yeah. But see, that one died out, didn't it, if I ran the joint? Cause
yeah. It ran for, I don't know, it was more of a lockdown thing,
yeah.
I reckon.
And it's all we had. Yeah. Supermarkets.
The lockdown ones, geez. We did a few 10-minute podcasts in those ones where you'd like spend an hour setting up. Or you two would spend an hour setting up the Zoom. And then you'd go, do you have much? No, I've been stuck in a house for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, me too. So what are we going to talk about?
I've got something. Yeah. All right. That'll do.
Yep. Cool. Let's talk about whatever movie we're watching at the moment.
Yeah. Lots of quizzes. Disney Pixar quizzes, quizzes.
I will miss. It's time for another Joe and Adam quiz.
I reckon I've got that.
And then
actually.
Kids cheering.
Yay!
Geez, I'd love to be able to hear that one last time. Hey, you wouldn't have it loaded up because we. It was once in a blue moon.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for another Joe and Adam quiz.
There it is.
You feel like you're watching Roller Coaster on ABC Kids, don't you? I mean,
So what was the quiz? Was that the one I was doing?
No, it would always be like if Adam had an idea for. I mean, the classic was. I mean, we did the like Pixar movies, and he would give me the movie, and I had to give him the year.
Yeah,
right.
So he'd play that intro, and then he'd play the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Backing, thinking music then.
Yeah.
I reckon one time I called you with a Christmas one and you were in the car and you just rolled with
just
it.
Just ran with it.
Yeah.
Oh, love that.
Yep.
Yeah, we did a lot of quizzes. And then whenever Podmas rolled around, we'd use the same segment openers, but just Adam would slightly change it. So it's time for a Christmas quiz.
You could have collaborated it with the Joba. Is it Joba? Almost said Juba and I...
Wow.
Well, okay. We're obviously stalling so we get to play this. There we go.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah, we never quite made that one a Christmas one, although it saw several Christmases itself, but thank God it has been wrapped up and completed.
It did. I think one of the better ones was Stories with Craig.
Oh, the intro for Stories with Craig was the best intro Adam's ever made.
Might as well play it.
Give me a smart little pinch on the backside. Then put her chin on my shoulder, my ear, and says, what would you like for dinner?
She ended up driving 4 or 5 hours to Sydney only to get on a plane and then end up back in Canberra for the day. I'd actually been at the wrong house. For almost an hour, I'd been in their photos.
It's time for another story with Craig.
Oh, that one was good.
That is good.
Oh,
I mean, in order, just so you know, there's a woman coming up to him in the supermarket, pinching him on the bottom, thinking it's her husband, and saying, what would you like for dinner?
Yep.
And Craig always just runs with it in the story as well. Like, he's so funny in the moment. And what was the second one? Someone won a free flight. And a mystery flight.
Yeah.
So you don't know where it's going to go to. So she's in Canberra. Her mystery flight was a return trip, was it? To Canberra or something.
Yeah. So she travelled to Sydney to get on the plane.
Oh, that's right.
Only to fly to Canberra for the day.
So you got to get to Sydney and find out where your mystery flight is. It's in Sydney, in Canberra.
So like. I think he worked at the airline that it happened
that
to when she
so
rang up
good.
And complained. Yep. Yep.
And then the third one was he had a friend of, I can't remember what nationality, and he was going to catch up with that friend at his family's house. Like the friend's family's house, and he accidentally went to the neighbors who happened to be the same nationality.
Yeah,
and they
right.
also were waiting on their relative to show up. And so Craig's hanging out with them all afternoon, ends up in the photos with them and stuff. And then his mate calls me and goes, that's not where I live. I don't know who you're hanging out with. it's amazing.
There's another one, this classic. There's a 14-year-old kid checking out his brand new ute.
Yeah.
And the kid's pretending that it's him. not knowing Craig owns it.
Yeah. Oh, so no. The kid's like and, filling yeah. out the details. Like Craig's like, so what can it like, how do you unlock the car? And the kid's like, oh, you just normally press it. And as the kid presses it, Craig will, in his pocket, unlock the car. But then I think it just ends with Craig getting in it and driving off. You know what I mean?
Like it's, yeah. If you want to hear those stories, just go back and look for stories with Craig in our pods. He was going to be coming on today, but things got in the way.
Well, I mean, we have to officially thank him, don't we?
We
absolutely
do. Yeah.
Craig was always a champion of the pod. And always when he called up, by the way, he just had two listeners. We didn't really do anything, did we? We just used to listen to the funny stories and he didn't really need us. But
he's a terrific fella and we thank him.
Yeah.
And he's very proud that you are moving into radio.
So. Oh, that's sweet, but of course he is competition now, and I will be ruthless with him. But that is sweet.
When you're two states away,
yeah, I still can regard him as competition. But no, that is sweet.
Actually, I think we've got him on the.
Oh, that'd be great.
On the line, g'day, Craig.
Hello, boys.
Yep.
Now, Amy, you won't know, but listeners will know that got played probably 10 times a pod. That. Particular sound effect.
Yes. Okay. That's good to know as an outsider. Is it a take off the Roy and HG Hello Boys?
No, that's just Craig saying Hello Boys.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Craig. Yeah.
Hello Boys.
No, Adam has isolated that. Yeah. He says other things.
No, I don't actually think that he calls up and says that. Says and then
Hello
leaves.
Boys.
Yep.
Generally pretty disappointed with Joe as well.
Adam, I'm not angry at Joe. I'm more disappointed.
Yeah, he's incredible.
But, thanks, Medzi, for, coming on and giving us a laugh.
Thank you.
Helping out with that. What else have we done? Oh, all the songs.
Songs,
that was
course.
Good.
I think that might have covered off,
the main ones? Carrots, so our semi-regular guests.
We went through a phase where we sort of had... You know, a show pilot. We had a show.
We had a show doctor.
Show doctor. I mean, he's not actually a doctor. I think he's an osteo or something. And John Hickey, he came on the pod.
Dr. John.
He'd prepared like an A4 page.
That's
note.
Right, he did too.
We're like, mate, you've done way more preparation than we've ever done for any of this. He had like stand-up level preparation. Yeah.
He did.
What about the when you wanted to eat like $10 of chips.
Oh, yes.
Early days.
And you came in so confidently.
Yes. Well, I had been saying since I was a child that I could eat $10 of chips and 2 litres of Coke.
I think the context around that was you were going to try and get your car to the end of the financial year without oil. That was like the Magna.
Sally, the old Magna.
My first car did struggle with the oil.
And I said...
Because I didn't put it in.
I bet you it won't happen. And...
Yeah.
You didn't win it. But
that
was good.
Oh, that's right.
And then I think it was 2 litres of Coke you had to drink, but
Didn't get through the two.
I bought 2.5 litres but took the labels off and you're like, what? Taking the labels off.
Oh, did you?
And I said, oh, I've got to use them for something. And you didn't even think about it.
Didn't question it.
And you were not happy at the end of the segment when I revealed that there was more than 2 litres.
Yeah, like it was really going to come down to 400 mils at the end of the day. There's no way I can eat $10 of chips, let alone worrying about the Coke. So.
I think there was a fair amount of chips left.
Yeah, I'd overestimated my abilities and I will admit that. Geez, we've done some rippers though.
Yeah, we bloody have. Heaps of birthdays too.
Yep. Heaps of birthdays. Yeah, true. I can't think of any other segments. There's one more.
Oh, yes.
I have a dream.
Oh, yes.
Now, this opener that you're about to hear, we came up with when we were doing community radio back in 2016 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically just a segment about like if someone had a funny dream, you'd tell it, on air. But
so I professionalized it, of course.
Yeah, Adam professionalized it. But also, Adam was the only one that ever had dreams, so I never really
should
brought
be called
it into
Adam
the
had a dream.
Adam had a dream.
Yeah, I feel like it was actually a part of my life anyway. Like you'd say, "Oh, Adam had this crazy dream."
Yeah, well, because
I'd ring you.
You remember them so vividly, and they were so like complicated.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
It's so over the top, but it's worth it.
It ends sort of like a movie trailer slash TV news station, sort of. Like, it's so intense when it comes on the end. But, yeah, that was great. That was...
Yeah, lots of dreams there.
There was a
so many dreams.
Lots. Yeah, lots of dreams there.
Lots of dreams.
Coming up soon.
Lots more dreams coming up here on the AM station. Lovely.
Yeah.
I think that's
They're just the favourites, but there's heaps.
Yeah.
There are heaps going back to whatever, 2018.
Mm. Going back to the song on a crappy keyboard.
Absolutely.
I was going to say plenty more to come, but no.
None.
We're getting towards the end.
None to come.
At this point, we don't know how long the pod is going for, but this one's gone for 15 minutes. So
sure. Okay. So, yeah, we're wrapping up soon. Okay.
I don't know. Are we?
Well, there might be a surprise in store. I know I've been saying that for a while. It's called a story arc. Don't know why I went gay.
Yeah.
It's called a story arc. It's and don't know why.
Please don't look at me when you say that.
We have one or two more things to go, if anyone is still listening at this point. Should I announce it now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
A promise was made at the start of the year, I think, that I would do stand-up and DJ to the world's smallest crowd. That is about to happen.
Yes.
Woo.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You've been a wonderful audience. That was it.
The world's smallest crowd being Amy and I.
Correct. And a very specific audience of my fiance and best mate. So if I bomb here, it's bad news. All right, I'll go and get ready. And should we do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Listen to Joe and Adam, you must. For if you do not, away to the dark side, that is.
All right, settle down. Settle down, please. Thank you all for coming to Adam's stand-up club for opening night. Good to see everyone here today. Let's introduce our first act, the Thunder from Down Under, Joe Baxter!
Woo! Woo! Yeah! Woo!
Hello.
G'day.
How are we?
Yeah.
Woo! Oh. It's good to see a full house, because it's a house. Oh, man. Sorry, you all right? I thought you were putting headphones on. Oh, God, all right. All right, let's say hello. Let's see who's here. I'll just wade through the crowd here. Ooh, what do we got here? You guys a couple? Don't worry about that. I'll just bring the mic with me. That's fine. Yep. You're a couple? Wow. Yep. How long have you been fucking?
70 years.
Wow. Okay. And what do you say?
Yeah, about that.
Right. And how did you meet?
Work.
What do you do?
I'm a pilot.
Oh. Okay. And what do you do?
Well, we actually met at a strip club.
Right. Okay. And who was he stripping or?
Yes.
I don't know if people normally do the back and forth with the mic as often as I am. Oh, good stuff. It's hot in here, isn't it, guys? Wow. Okay. And what's your favorite thing about him?
His laugh.
Can you give us a little demonstration?
No.
I just thought I'd give her a little demonstration as well. No, good stuff. And do you think you'll get married and have babies and stuff if you can conceive or?
No. No, yes.
But you'll try?
We'll try, yes.
Okay. And what about you? What's your favourite quality about your lovely girlfriend?
I mean, geez, there's too many.
Just one then.
No, there's too many.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, good stuff. Yeah, I don't think you're going to be getting lucky tonight. So, oh God, what was I going to ask you? I don't know. How's your day been?
It was going pretty well.
Yeah, sometimes I just forget what I was going to say. All right, have you met his parents? What are they like?
Oh, they're great. Yeah, good old Raj.
Raj? I didn't know you were Indian.
Yes, yeah, 2%, 2%.
2%, yeah, okay, so low-fat Indian. I don't know if a lot of this is going to make it in, but... Oh, God. And so do you, like, have a little kiss or...?
What?
Like, you know, date night, is it, or...?
Yes.
Have a little kiss then.
No, I've got an answer from the doctor. I've got a... Yeah, my doctor said I can't.
Doctor said you can't kiss.
Yes, correct.
All right. Well, that's the crowd work done. Are you guys excited for the, you know, for the kissing, but also for the DJ or what?
Yeah.
Great. All right. Well, I'll try and bring him out then. Let's get... Oh, I'm just laughing at myself. All right, I'll go and bring him out. You guys ready for the DJ or what?
Yeah!
I can't hear you. Are you ready for the DJ? Sorry, it suddenly became ABC 3. Are you ready for the DJ? I hope this comedy club comes back. All right. I've been Dave Hughes, and I hope you guys have a wonderful night, and we will bring out the DJ. All right. Enjoy.
Yeah.
All right. How shit was that comedian? Sorry about him. All right, I'm going to play a little piece of performance art for you guys tonight. It's inspired by a work by Ariana Grande called Santa Tell Me, but I've given it my own little spin. So if you just want to bear with me while I get set up here, we'll get rocking very shortly. I think that's how DJs talk. All right. I like to move around while I perform as a DJ. A lot of people think it's just pressing buttons and that it's quite easy and that you could learn it after like watching one YouTube video, for example. It's obviously not the case. I studied at the Victorian College of the Arts for 7 years. It was a 3-year course, but I kept failing. But I put a lot of effort in, so please enjoy. There's no talking during the performance. Sorry. Should have mentioned that. Okay. You often won't hear the DJ say, I'll just get my head around the buttons here, but I will. Okay. Cool.
Do you want to play it on the phone?
Yes, I do. Thank you. Often the audience, it's good if you're involved. So that's great. There's no talking. This is called Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande featuring me.
Yeah, you.
Adam, I wouldn't say I was angry at Joe. I'm more disappointed.
Santa, tell me if you're really there. Don't make me fall in love again if you won't be here.
Yes, it's quite large. Having a good time tonight.
No, no.
Da 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 da. Hey.
Don't make me fall in love again if it won't be the last two.
Give me a smart little pinch on the backside. Then put her chin on my shoulder, my ear, and says, "What would you like for dinner?"
She ended up driving 4 or 5 hours to Sydney, only to get on a plane and then end up back in Canberra for the day. I'd actually been at the wrong house. For almost an hour, I'd been in their photos.
It's time for another story with Craig.
Hello, boys.
It's the Joe and Adam podcast.
Yes, it's quite large.
And how good would a big ute be? That's what I'd say. Look, I think that's one of the sort of iconic nature of Australian tourist attractions. Or anywhere in the country. I remember driving up on the urban city highway in New South Wales and there's a big oyster and a big prawn and a big banana and all of these things. I think it's one of the amusing elements of these things, and I think it's done with tongue and cheek as well, which is, I think, very consistent with Australian, with the Australian sense of humour.
Hello, boys.
I'll get you ladies down at the pub, eh?
I recorded that.
Sunnies, I couldn't see it in the bus.
G'day, boys. This is Mickey B of Mickey's Landfill and Soil, and you're listening to Joe and Adam. I'll catch you for ladies down at the pub, eh?
This is the...
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow is the word.
What's this? Following on from...
That was an amazing set.
Yes.
I stepped out, so I missed it. Was the comedian good, was he? Or...
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, great.
Good crowd work.
Yeah, lovely.
DJ great. Was pretty
yeah.
good.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Original
so,
song.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Great. Yeah, good to hear it.
Yeah, his name's DJ Joe. So, okay. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's the same name as you.
There's a few of us out there.
Where'd you yeah. go?
Oh, I had to do a pretty big poo, so yeah, it sort of took the whole fair. Time. So
I can understand that.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
So thank you. I was hoping not to bring it up, but
well, please don't bring it up. That would well, be
no, that's called a spew, not a poo. as it is, we're here. I didn't really want to start our last ever talk break of this podcast talking about poo and spew, but there you go.
You said it. You bloody here. Said it,
mate. This is it. This is the last segment we'll ever do.
It's the end of an era.
It's the.
I mean, it's the
I mean, a few things to cover off. The first thing we should do, and probably should have done at the start of the pod, is to thank the listeners.
Yes.
So obviously I started this pod, well, I asked Adam to do it with me in 2018, where, I mean, I one of the goals was to get a job in radio, which has now happened. Which hence
and
why
I
we,
was ready to back you.
You ready? So I sent Adam the message going, I was like the first place we lived in together, I was like, hey, do you want to do like a podcast? Like they were really starting to kick off. And the reply I got back was just like all caps, why would you even ask me? Which can you take one of two ways. It's either like a big no
just,
or.
Just needed one, someone to say let's do a pod and I was all in anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wanted to back you, so.
Well, yeah. I appreciate it and you have and here we are. So, but the first thing you do is you go, all right, we're doing a pod and we're having fun. But you, like, we didn't really promote it. We didn't really, I mean, it was just doing it in, like, our dining rooms.
Yeah.
And somehow we would end up getting, Like, this is not big numbers compared to most pods, but for us, like, 100 people listening, you sort of go like, all right, who's listening to this?
We didn't care.
No.
We're just like, oh, cool, we've got numbers.
We've got...
For us, it wasn't about numbers.
No. But we would have friends and family listen, which I would find out because occasionally a friend would go like, well, you're not going to do that segment again, are you? Like, okay, well, you can tell me the ones you liked. Yeah, thanks, Dave. I don't have a friend called Dave, do I? No, we're good. We're in the clear.
Well, my brother's name's David, but...
it's not him.
He's not a friend, apparently.
No, another Dave. Yeah. Your brother-in-law.
Yeah. But we did have people listening, as per the reviews. Mostly students. But we did have a few that genuinely listened, that is the first thank you to do.
Yes. Yep.
Thank you for listening. We do appreciate it.
The good crowd.
Yeah. Because otherwise you are just sort of, why bother hooking up the gear? You might as well just have a conversation with your mate.
Which is what we've been pretty much doing anyway, but...
Correct. And look, if they enjoy, as I said, material about Bundaberg, they're welcome to listen. But I suspect they're mostly Victorians. Although we would often get like bizarre countries. I don't know if it was true. We would get like, you know...
Oh, yeah.
You're number England. 200 in the rankings in Turkey. You're like, what?
Yeah, we're big over there.
Big in Turkey.
I wonder that guy from, where was he? In England somewhere. Just some small shanty town.
Yeah. There was some like minor African nation that was... Did it show up on the rankings or did he message us?
It showed up on the rankings.
It's like we had one listener in like, you know.
Despite the call-outs, we didn't have anyone message. But that's okay.
We couldn't get
onto
Kenya. But yeah, so that's the listeners we do have to thank.
Yeah.
Because that's the 100%. Reason you do it.
Yep.
The second person to thank is you, of course. Because otherwise, I tried.
No need.
No, there is. Because I tried to do a podcast by myself. You remember in Bond Street, Ames. I tried to do a podcast by myself once. I was like, Bill Burr does it. How hard can it be? And like 20 seconds into talking, you're like, oh, I can't do this. Like, I can't talk by myself without someone to like talk to. And also it would be a completely different.
Oh, it's entirely different.
Completely different pod because you don't have listeners in a podcast like this, so you can't bounce off them. So thank you for doing this because, I mean, the trajectory from this podcast to where things are now, I mean, would not have happened without it. So thank you.
It's been a pleasure, and it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, bloody has.
We're getting deep here.
Mm.
It's been a pleasure watching your skills grow.
Thank you.
And your laughter and your hilariousness continue.
Thank you.
You've always been funny. I knew that.
No. Oh.
And yeah, finally you got a job in radio. And that's all I care about. So
well, thank you. And mate, right back at you. I mean,
but thanks for the laughs as well. It's been a lot.
Wow, thank you. I mean, Ames knows you are one of those guys that makes someone who wants to be a comedian intimidated because you are so funny and you don't want to be a comedian. I mean,
that's true.
The Dave Hughes impression alone.
Oh, it is good.
So.
Juicy. There it is.
We were listening to it on the way into our place today, weren't we?
Yeah, we were.
Adam doing stand-up as Dave Hughes. I mean,
it was very good.
I was literally saying to you guys off air, like, we should do a party one night where we get all of our friends and everyone does a two-minute stand-up set.
Yeah.
Get on the beers.
You have to do it as Hughesy as
I'll
well
I'll do it
as Hughesy.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Done.
Yep.
That's done. Yeah, I mean,
so
Amy knows you are effortlessly funny. So, and if you weren't this,
I pushed the wrong mic. Damn it!
Whenever I try and get emotional, it just cuts me off.
The only time I'm funny is when I stuff it up.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
I know that you're funny, but he doesn't apparently.
No.
What do you mean?
I'm joking. Oh. You're like, Amy knows.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I was just joking. I was trying to be funny. I'm not funny.
No,
okay?
you are.
Can I just say, you two are pretty funny as well.
Yeah,
and
Amy is
I just want to tell this
funny.
Story because
no, here we go.
It's hilarious. When we were up in Queensland.
I don't know what this is.
We went up to Queensland for a 21st and we were staying in the same apartment.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I went down to get some chicken McNuggets.
I don't think this happened, guys.
And
I didn't bring the key down
with me. And you're like, yeah, nah, no worries.
It's made up.
So I get my nuggets and I come back and I realize I don't have my key.
Yeah.
So I'm calling and texting you for like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever. No response whatsoever. Yeah. And then it dawned on me, you two are having mummy and daddy time.
Well, so, first of all, so 10 to 15 minutes. I don't think I'll last that long.
So I'm sitting in the lobby eating nuggets.
Oh, my
God. All by myself.
I feel like I came back, surfaced for air, and I saw a message that was just like, yeah, can you come and get me on the downstairs in the lobby?
Oh, yes. That was so funny. Oh, classic.
Fun times. Yeah.
Can laugh about it now.
Thanks for sharing that with the world.
It was a pleasure.
I'd forgotten that.
It was a pleasure for us too.
Yeah. So. Oh, there you go. There, she is funny. We
yeah.
knew it.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said it with the tone of, she is funny. Yeah.
Yeah, surprise. That's okay.
Oh, now that's amazing.
Well, we'll be listening to you up in Bundy, mate.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for doing the pod with me. Thank you to
thank
the
you
listeners.
Doing the pod with me.
For, of course, for listening.
And the text messages of going, when's the next pod coming, Spence?
Yeah, correct. I feel like, yeah, I used to text you for the audio files a bit, and then we would...
we're the most inefficient operators
ever. So inefficient. And then we'd go, we'd lock in a pod date, and this will not be news to people listening, and then one of us would have something, and we'd go...
Like 5 minutes before.
Yeah, can we push this back to next Monday? Can we push another month on this?
Flexibility, though.
Flexibility. I don't think there's anything else to say. It's
no.
It's an emotional. It's an emotional time. Do we have the standard show outro music?
Yeah, we do. Only because the traditional Podmas yearly wrap I had died, and in the events of today, so my absolute miscoozies.
Well,
what we might do though is we might upload some separate highlights.
Highlights package.
I might make a couple of highlights.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Again, and we'll upload them.
Yeah, yeah, sure. But it'd be nice to go out with this traditional music.
There it is.
Oh, for the last time.
The classic. That reminds me, we've had a few intros and outros in the years.
We have. I can't think what the first one was, but I'm glad we didn't find it, to be honest.
I don't think we had one.
I think we just started talking. Yeah. Early days where for segments we'd sit there, and I remember Adam going to me, are you just Googling improv games? And I went, yeah. pretty much. We're going through the alphabet and trying to think of funny words like we're on a scout camp or something.
So good.
Mate, thank you again. It's been real. Yep. Thank you for listening to everyone listening. We do appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep listening.
Go back through them.
Yeah.
Do what you do when watching The Office. You just keep repeating.
Do the reruns. Yeah. Maybe this will become a classic one day.
Yeah.
Probably won't, but you know.
Hey, dream big. One can only dream, Joe.
One can only dream. And in the words of a famous person... Goodbye. I thought that was the end. I thought it was
We've actually still got 58 seconds.
Okay, sure. All right, so let's just do some sweet chat.
That's what we used to do, didn't it? Just kill some time.
What's on for the rest of the night?
Oh, no, not much, mate. No, I probably should go to the supermarket. That'd be about it.
Oh, okay. Bit late. Yeah. It's 10 o'clock.
Oh, still open.
Oh, okay. Good luck with it.
It's a bit odd, isn't it?
What are you going to get?
Oh, I don't know yet. I'll think about it when I get there.
Okay. So you know you need to go, but you just get it. Okay.
Correct.
How many seconds?
29. That was a long 30 seconds.
That was a long 30 seconds. I thought we were going too long. Good Lord.
So good.
Lucky I'm not going to be talking for a living.
Last chit chat. All the best, mate.
Thank you very much.
We'll hear from you.
All the best. Well, you will, yeah.
Yeah.
Quite regularly. The friendship doesn't end.
No, that's true. You're not dying or anything.
No, that's right. And I'll see you guys in Bundy. Thanks.